This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle,
more money, and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just hit me in the head.
Robert Scott Bell.
The average citizen, if they did what the TSA agents do, would be arrested.
Would you submit to one of these pat-downs?
Not if I could avoid it. No, I mean, who would?
If you touch my junk, I'm going to have you arrested.
Enough is enough.
Picking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Well, it's beginning to feel a lot like Christmas, except in my garden where my strawberries are getting redder by the day. I guess that could be considered Christmassy because it's red, it's got green. It looks like I'm growing little tiny Santa Clauses that you can eat on a pancake or however you want to do it. But, Super Don, is it snowing up by you as we're hitting to today's show? We're going outside the box.
You know, yeah. It did last night. In fact, I didn't send this to you. I got a video. I ran to the store, and it was just coming down like you would not believe last night. Just in time for me to run to the store, which is always fun.
Did you have your snow tires on, or how did you do it?
No, I don't have snow tires. I don't have snow. You know, you know what? You remember back in the 80s, very popular shoe was called the Topsider?
Yes.
Sperry Topsiders.
Sperry Topsider, yeah.
That's what I'm wearing right now. Definitely not a snow shoe.
Those are like for boats in the summertime.
Yeah. There's like no tread on the bottom of them. And, you know, you just kind of fall on your head every time you go out in the snow. But
well, I just got a text from my buddy Paul, your buddy Paul Bertero from Echo Water, Synergy Science. And he's got a picture of where he's at. I don't know if I think he might be in Utah now, but it's snowing like crazy there in Utah. So it's up there, and Ben says it's snowing back at the studio at GCN in Minnesota. So I'm out digging in the garden today. I just barely in time got the dirt out of my fingernails, but I cleaned them up. But yeah, it was.
Your mom will approve then.
I don't know, maybe. I mean, I didn't mind having the dirt in the fingernails, but I don't want to scare anybody.
Oh,
so,
okay.
You know, now that we're doing video. My gosh, doesn't he know how to clean his fingernails? Hate to look at his toes. Good Lord. Anyway, folks, we got a big outside the box. Ty Bollinger coming up tonight. And hopefully you can interact with us, on those of you watching on YouTube, or if you'd like to call in. Occasionally we take calls, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Do we have to announce at this moment about the T-shirt giveaway contest, Super Don, or do we go right into the Christmas?
No, we'll do that. I'll probably do it first on the YouTube, because our YouTube listeners are awesome. And that will allow you, if you have not gone to the YouTube yet, you want to get over to the YouTube channel, even if you're not being able to watch it live.
Okay.
It's on YouTube. Go check it out. We'll mention it here on the next
decoder show. Messages. Coming in through the YouTube. Go to robertscottbell.com. You can see it there. Now, Christmas traditions around the world. I think about, you know, if you're in the southern climes and you get an 81-degree Christmas, right? Like kind of Miami, right? Santa's wearing a Speedo. It's kind of gross. But it's kind of a different way to have Christmas. For those in the northern hemisphere, you're not used to that. You got the white Christmas concept. What about those of our friends that listen down in Australia and New Zealand, for instance, in the southern hemisphere? It's summer for them, right? It's the beginning of summer. We're about at the shortest day of the year in the northern hemisphere. The light's about to return after the winter solstice for us, and then the days are going to start to get shorter down south. But it's all kinds of different ways to experience Christmas, and we're a global show. Though we originate in these United States, in a place that still some of us acknowledge a republican form of government, not a democracy, and I'm curious as to how people do Christmas around the world. And so just in time for that, Super Don threw a story to us that kind of gives us some insight into the way it's done around the world. Christmas gifts in particular, right? Because it's not everybody does it the same way. And I'm looking at this story, and it's like, I don't want to throw CNN any bones, but it is a story they covered. And there are Christmas gifts that are very unusual. Now, there are three that I will mention. The first one is in Japan. Because it's like 1% Christian in Japan. Buddhism, I think, is big over there. So there's not a lot going on. But when Kentucky Fried Chicken went to Japan, they decided, hey, you know, what we're going to do is start a holiday promotion. Christmas time, everybody has to have a bucket of fried chicken. And apparently...
They don't have Santa. They have Colonel Sanders, apparently.
Colonel Sanders is their Santa Claus, apparently. So around the Christmas time, and I think Buddhists do this too now, they have a bucket of KFC. And I don't think C stands for Christ in that context, but or Christmas. So interesting. Again, I didn't know this. I haven't been in Japan at Christmas time. Now in France,
they're big fans of the KFC, I guess. I have no idea.
In France and the Netherlands, interestingly enough, I haven't been there for Christmas either. You know how you hang stockings and you put stuff, the little treats in the stockings?
No.
Mm-hmm. There they leave out their shoes.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. I just don't know how hygienic that is. I get it that, you know, people are using stockings that their moms made or grandma has sewed up. They're probably not wearing them, so they're not stinky and nasty. But your shoes? Do they have special Christmas shoes that you never wear, you put out, and they're clean? Or Santa fills it with food and toys and trinkets and candy.
I would hope so. I can't imagine using the teenager's stinky sneakers as something to put the candy in, right?
No. But speaking of stinky, here's the... perhaps the weirdest of all holiday traditions. And this is coming out of Spain. And I don't know how to describe this, so maybe we can just go to the news report on it. What do they do that's unusual in Spain? Has to do with something that we teenagers here, me and Super Don, like to talk about. It's probably considered a little bit of bathroom humor, but apparently that's a tradition in Spain during the holidays. Let's give a listen.
Family tradition is to get a log, hollow out the log, put a face on the log and some arms and legs, start feeding the log with candy and goodies and toys on December 8th. And then when Christmas time rolls around.
Christmas time?
Christmas time. You start singing a song. Cagatillo is this song.
Yeah, Cagatillo.
As he poops out all the goodies.
Okay, now, if you think they're just trying to be funny by saying they're pooping out this... No, they actually do call their tradition the poop log. The poop log. Every year, the kids look forward to having this log poop candy out to them. And there's even a song about it. There's actually a song about it, and they mention the poop log.
The song that is translated, poop log, poop turin, hazelnuts, and cottage cheese. If you don't poop well, I'll hit you with a stick. Poop lock.
Doesn't rhyme.
Well, maybe it does in... It does in Spanish.
Okay.
It does in Spanish. Okay.
Perhaps it does. But if you don't poop well, we will make sure. We will beat it
we'll
out of you.
We'll hit you with a stick.
The new cure, Christmas cure for constipation. We'll beat you with a stick until you poop. I'm not making this up. This is out of Spain. And if you think that whole beat the log thing is made up too, give a listen.
And they beat this thing on the back. They beat the log, and all the candy poops out, and all the toys, and really what happened...
How come this hasn't spread to other countries?
That's my question. Because it just seems so kid-friendly and appetizing.
Well, we're doing this at my house this year, buddy.
So, I don't know, are you going to adopt the poop log tradition at the Super Don household? Probably not.
I mean, especially now that I don't have the kids, it'd be kind of weird just kind of really hitting the log with a stick for Christmas, but... I might have had the kids been around because that would have been kind of funny. But yeah, I mean, in Spain and I guess in Catalonia, this is a real thing. And I actually watched a video where they showed a family sitting around and to visualize that you've got this log and it's got a cute little face on it and stuff like that. And then there's like a blanket behind it, and it's like all the toys and the treats and all that stuff is kind of under it, and they hit on it with a stick, and then they lift the blanket up, and then all the presents are there. I would really like to know how this originated, though. Who came up with the idea of a log pooping out the gifts?
You know, I'm less interested in that because I was thinking about if I was Spanish or Catalan, I would probably be feeding the poop log coffee instead of beating it.
Yeah, except that you'd be putting it in the other end.
Well, but it works. The stuff would come out. The kids would be happy. And they'd be really wired for Christmas. Oh!
The enema log at the Robert Scott Bell household. Right?
All right. Silly time to open. We got to open lighthearted because there is a serious Christmas story. And I don't know why. I guess we could speculate on this. But the American Heart Association, which never met a statin drug that it didn't want you and your children to be on, says the holidays are a heart risk factor. And they actually say there are more heart attacks at any than any time of the year, on the 25th, the 26th of December, and the 1st of January. Now, what kind of thing? Because it's not like you were fine and then you suddenly had heart disease on the 25th, 26th, or 1st. That takes a long time to get to the point where you could have a myocardial infarction, okay? It doesn't happen overnight. Why is it happening on the 25th, 26th, or the 1st? Superdon, can you speculate? Is there anything that goes on that would cause you to, you know, have one of those heart attacks?
Well, I suppose there are a couple of things. Number one, usually there's a lot more stress during the holidays, and I think that could contribute to it. You're also kind of overindulging and eating maybe some things that you normally wouldn't eat during the holidays. So perhaps what we're looking at is the tipping point during this period of time that kind of just pushes you over the edge.
Also, high alcohol consumption, stressing the liver.
Ah, yes, that's true.
The liver, of course, key to all functions in the body, and that includes the circulatory system. The heart can be stressed when the liver is stressed. And if you've been on the edge, on top of all these other factors, as Superdon says, that could be the day, 25th, 26th, or the 1st, when you've been out drinking, for instance.
You know, and another thing that could contribute to this is increased physical activity as you're beating the pooping log with a stick.
That's
maybe
true.
Maybe that, raising the heart rate, maybe overexerting yourself.
What we want you to do is increase your fat intake, healthy fats, essential fats, good healthy quality saturated fats. Take extra selenium during these months. Drink, hydrate, not alcohol, hydrate with Echo Water. Get that hydrogen going. Or else you could be like Fred Sanford at this time of the year.
Oh, it's the worst one. This is the big one. I'm dying. Get out, Elizabeth. I'm coming to join you, honey.
Oh, my gosh. Who's old enough to remember Red Fox as Fred Sanford and Sanford and Son?
Oh, yeah. Classic.
Yeah. Whenever it was something, he was like, oh, if you don't, yeah. He manipulated it for all it was worth. But seriously, heart attacks are serious. And that's why we want to give you the options to prevent them naturally. And if you're worried about coronary occlusions, we've talked about IV chelation therapy for those that need aggressively to cleanse those arteries. That is a medical intervention. That's not just something you do. But, of course, increasing selenium levels, increasing essential fats, reducing inflammation, keeping your liver strong and healthy. That's the selenium again. GTF chromium will also elevate the protective form of cholesterol, HDL. All right, who's up for a microbiome? I told you so. Ready or not, here it comes.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Want revenge on the common housefly?
Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun. You'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Katie Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at katiearmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at catiarmor.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
The truth takes him. Here's Robert.
All right, folks. We've got Ty Bollinger on tonight, going outside the box. Check him out. He's also at Organics, a great supporter of the Robert Scott Bell Show. All linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. I've been talking about microbiome for many years. Now, it wasn't always called microbiome. That became the vernacular of everybody's, you know, has adopted. We just talked about probiotics, probiotic colonies, right? The good bacteria, right? The bacterial balance. All of these things that we've learned over the years, very vitally important. Of course, I learned it so long ago because I was the antibiotic kid. But I've often mentioned a lot of other things. A lot of other things that are disruptive and destructive to the healthy microbiome and its critical biodiversity. And lo and behold, someone does a study to validate one of the things that Robert Scott Bell Show has been saying for all so many years.
Yeah, well, I don't want to sound like a d- but I told you so.
I told you so. Oh, I told you so.
Just a cocky poop log. Well, you would be having good movements had you been paying attention to what I've been saying over the years, and now the science is in. They've tracked the effects of just one specific food preservative on gut microbiome. Now, how many times have I said beyond antibiotics, you've got additives? What is my second word? Preservatives. Because I've got this thing that just kind of trains on out. Additives, preservatives, colorings, flavorings, pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, GMOs, heavy metals, plasticizers. Right? To name a few. All disruptive to gut ecology, biodiversity, integrity, and damaging to the lining of the gut itself. Now, this test didn't go into the lining of the gut, but it went into the impact on the microbiome. And this antimicrobial compound, and it's important to know, and I love the way my buddy Michael Haley from Stockton LO1 talked about when I saw him lecture on preservatives. What are preservatives for, right? And people say, to preserve things, right? You want to keep things fresh, right? But what does it really do to do that? It kills stuff. It was like, oh, yeah, of course, preservatives aren't to preserve life. They're to kill life. The irony is that you eat the food that's preserved in that way, chemically, synthetically, and you think, well, I'm going to live longer. Or are you? Could it be the road to chronic disease? Could it be the road to digestive imbalance upset, destruction of the microbiome, and subsequent adaptations for survival that put you into a state of chronic dis-ease? And apparently, validated once again, I am. I should say it like Yoda.
Validated I am.
Not that I needed Yoda to validate me. Antimicrobial compounds added to preserve food during storage are believed to be benign and non-toxic to the consumer. That's what they've said. And I've said it just, hey, you know, if you get this concept, it's designed to kill stuff. Okay. Are you a living entity? Do you rely on living entities to live healthily? And you put that in you? You don't think it's going to be a problem? Well, this is published by the University of Massachusetts Amherst. A nutritional microbiologist did this. And at UMass Amherst, they found that the study indeed validated what I've said about the damage to the microbiome. And they used food grade Epsilon, it's called, E. polylysine. And they call it a natural preservative. Okay? It's not one of the more toxic ones that they're used to, you know, that they've used as well. We're not going into sodium benzoate and things like that at the moment. And there are even worse ones. But they talked about the gut microbiome impact. And it didn't matter if it was a boy or a girl microbiome, or a microbiome in a boy or a girl, that it altered the gut unquestionably. And it was measurable by putting it into the food, or into the diet of these animals that they tested. The concentrations of gut microbes changed in response to polylysine as we fed the mice throughout the study. Now, they say the good news is, as they kept feeding it, that there was some kind of rebound. They acknowledge, and they called it an adaptation. Again, more validation as to what I said. Now, does this mean that they go right back into prime optimal microbiome health? No, it means that they've adapted to the presence of a toxin, of a deadly toxin, because it was deadly to the bacteria it encountered. And you rely upon those bacteria in the microbiome for optimal health, digestion, elimination, poop logs, on and on and on. And so, Super Don, again, verified, validated, I feel great tonight. Before that, I was a little depressed before we started the show. Now I'm all good again.
All right. Well, hopefully you can fit your head through the door of the studio on the way to get your Echo Water.
Womp, 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 womp. All right. We'll see what we can do. Yeah, you're right, because I do need to go get some Echo Water in just a moment. I told you so. I like telling you so, because it isn't about me. It's about the concepts we've adapted, we live for and live with and learn from. They'll strengthen your vitality so that you can live differently and change your future today.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning. Texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want to take advantage of a life-changing LASIK offer, pull over when you can, because a special opportunity is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the keyword CLEAR55 to 350350 to get the benefit of FDA-approved LASIK technology that gives the majority of patients 20/20 vision. For a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. When you text CLEAR55 to 350350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just a text away. Text CLEAR55 to 350350. That's CLEAR55 to 350350.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, the discussions continue here. 2 hours a day, 6 days a week on GCN, or home and broadcast radio syndication, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, UK Health Radio, SoundCloud, and, of course, now when we do live and we can, the video stream's happening, folks. You're missing out. I don't know. It's really not that exciting. But, hey, if you want to, the back door room, whatever it is that everybody's chatting about. I don't know what they call
it. It's the backstage pass.
Backstage pass.
That's what it is to the show, yes.
And it doesn't cost extra. And you might win stuff. It's weird. I know. So go check it out, robertscottbell.com, robertscottbell.com. We have a lot more stuff to talk about. Interesting, next hour we got a question of the day follow-up. Because, remembering last week, was it with Ty? I forgot to even get to it. The next day I did, and then the next week I had to get to it again. But the guy asked about a diet he had been on, And he's cancer-free, and he wondered if we thought it was any good. And I'm like, dude, you're cancer-free. Why are you asking us? But apparently there was a lot more to the question that it didn't get asked, so we're going to do a follow-up on that today with TMB. It's kind of cool. You happy about that, Super D? You don't care.
Sounds good to me. Sorry.
That's all right. Yeah. Well, that's one of those times where you get to drink. We haven't played the Silver Hydrosol drinking game.
No, I was paying attention.
I don't think you were paying attention. I really don't.
Yes, we were going to get to the question of the day with Ty today because it was the follow-up to the question
before you can't pay attention.
I did pay attention. I dropped something on the floor. I was leaning over to pick it up. My mic was muted, and I couldn't get back up and unmute it in time to be able to answer you within the first 2 seconds that you asked the question.
And the dog ate Super Don's homework. Okay, we're going to leave it at that. Let's go on to the issue of vaccine, shall we? Vaccinations and vaccine injury. The government report, they have to. They're required to publish these reports each and every year on injuries and deaths. And we've reported on this before, and Health Impact News is usually on it first. The mainstream media really doesn't cover this at all. And I don't know, Super D, did anything jump out at you in particular in this? Because I haven't had a chance to really look at it with a fine-tooth comb. But it's based on the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program, and they're tracking these things through the years. And we know it's a fraction of the total number of injuries and deaths, but there's still some significant trends here in terms of adjudicated settlements, as they say. And this is the period reporting August of this year to November of this year. Yeah. What kind of trends are we seeing?
Well, and you know, kudos to Health Impact News because they cover this every quarter when this comes out. Nobody else does this. I've never seen this anywhere else, that people going through and posting the statistics. But in this quarter, it continues to show that the flu vaccine is continuing to cause injuries. Now, in this particular report, 85 cases that they were listed in this December 2017 report specified the vaccine, the injury, the amount of time the case was pending before the settlement. And 71 of the 85 cases were for injuries due to the flu vaccine, that thing that's only 10% effective that they're saying everybody should get anyway, right?
It's like
90%. 71 out of 85.
Over 90%.
Yeah. Now, the most common flu vaccine injuries were something called shoulder injury related to vaccine administration, which is SIRVA. Mm-hmm. And then the other one is that one that we've talked about for a long time, which is Guillain-Barré syndrome.
Guillain-Barré, right. Neurological paralysis scenarios. And speedy adjudication? No. On average, they're taking, well, one of the cases, well, that was Tdap, but a flu case took 5 years to adjudicate. It was a Guillain-Barré. Others take 3 years, 2 years, 1 year, 1 year. The fastest adjudication seems to be 7 months, and it was a flu Guillain-Barré injury. So they're encouraging so many people to take the flu shot every year. It's 10% effective, even if they know how to define effectiveness, and yet it's causing more injury than anything else. And I'm not going to say that it is. It's what's being reported or adjudicated, because they're not counting the things that didn't get adjudicated to finale. In other words, were either dismissed or acknowledged. And so I would say the vast majority of injuries are happening among children, and it may not be flu shot related, but it may be more controversial because they're making claims of neurological damage or even autism, which is that buzzword you don't want to use if you go into the vaccine court, because they'll automatically try to dismiss it, despite evidence to the contrary that it actually is a causative agent, vaccines, in the manifestation of the autism spectrum disorders. But very telling that over 90% of all rulings, settlements, if you will, through the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program, a taxpayer-funded program that protects the vaccine manufacturer from liability, economic or otherwise, and the taxpayer is funding this with every shot, and 90-plus percent are being paid out for flu shot injury and even deaths. And yet, this is still being promoted for healthcare providers, nurses, doctors, etc., and they're threatening to fire nurses who don't get the shot. Now, the question is, are they applying this equally to doctors who have wisened up or wised up? How do you say that? Wisened up or wised up? You wouldn't say whizzed up, would you?
You don't do that if it's windy, because that can end up...
That would be pretty nasty. Yeah. But look, there's another story here related to flu shot. Practically mandatory nurse forced to wear mask for 3 years for declining flu shot. I remember when this came out, this woman from Georgia, who, let's see, what's her name? I wrote her name down here. Let me see if I can find it. But she's a nurse, and she was coming home from a meeting at a hospital. And her name, Lauren Atkinson, from Georgia, in 2016. She went back. She had her camera set up in her car as she was driving. She wasn't holding it. And she just relayed. She says, listen, this is a problem. They want me to get a flu shot, even though it's 10%, 15% effective at best, even though it creates other harmful problems. And, you know, the administration in the hospital says, sorry, our hands are tied, but maybe you could take this one. It's supposedly a safer, more organic one, instead of 14 adjuvants that only had 10. This is the way she was describing it in the video. And why were their hands tied was the question. Where was this coming from? I mean, were the patients going into hospitals protesting and saying, you know what, we're never coming to your hospital again unless we make sure that every nurse is flu vaccinated? Had you ever heard of a grassroots campaign of patients in hospitals or in a given area to say, we are not going to your hospital unless your nurses are fully vaccinated for flu? Never happened. Never.
No.
Not going to happen. It's never happened. And not even the hospital administration itself came up with the idea. You know what? We're going to just start and implement a policy here because we believe in flu shots so much and we want to, you know, put the onus on our nurses that we're going to make. No, it didn't even come from the administration. What about the doctors? No, it didn't come from the doctors. Where did it come from? Could it be Obamacare? In fact, that's what the acknowledgement is, was and is. Medicare, Medicaid, and Obamacare. Government-sanctioned, monopoly, forceful medicine requiring you to, if you want the benefit, you got to jump through the hoops. Hospitals, if you want to be reimbursed, you got to get 94% of your staff injected. Jabbed, as they say in England. Or else the reimbursement ain't happening. So we got the ultimate rule of force and violence in criminality. Government is force. Never forget that. This didn't happen because of a free market, capitalistic acknowledgement of the necessity for it. It can't be. You can't find a valid scientific necessity because, you say, okay, if you don't get the flu shot, wear a mask. Have they done any peer-reviewed clinical controlled trials to say wearing a mask prevents flu? We also found out from John Rappaport, once again, that you think it's the flu? 84% of the time, it's not the flu. They take the blood test, send it out, get it. Hey, there's no flu virus in this. We thought that person had the flu. So you're lucky if about 14% of the people that you diagnosed 100%, 14% of them might have the flu. So it's a complete bunk scenario. It's profit only for big pharma and for agencies like the CDC, who are now vaccine distributors. And they also hold patents, co-patent holders, on many of these vaccines. So they profit from them. And they get to mandate them. How is that viable in any sense of, if you want to use the term fairness, I don't like the term, but you kind of get the concept. How is it viable in any way, shape, or form? Immunologically? Biologically? How about criminally? It is a criminal enterprise. And this nurse said, you know what? Unless we all get together and go, we're walking out. I've said this. All the nurses have to do is get together and go, you know what? We're not going to do it. But no, most of the nurses, probably a lot of doctors, are wussies. They go, oh, I have to take a shot to keep my job? Okay, here, go ahead. What's in the shot? No, don't tell me. I don't want to know. That's a survival scale that is so low that the next time they come with a mandate, they're going to say, well, you know what? We've got this implantable chip. Yeah, we do. And we want to make sure we're tracking you so that if we, you know, we don't want to have to follow you. We want it to be automated. When you walk by the special device in the hospital, we know you've got your flu shot or if you happen to be on meds. Because we're going to do it for the patients. We might as well do it for you too. Oh, or how about this? We're going to implant something in your brain that will keep you from, well, I'll get to that. Because there's actually some possibilities for that. So the other issue we have, I think, did we have her on, the other person that's referenced in this story? I just have a strong memory that we've had. The next person that's Tiffany Nicole. Tiffany Nicole.
Oh, that does sound familiar, yes.
Another case about this where she's a nurse that said, you know what, I don't like the fact that they're doing disinformation campaigns, the flu shot propaganda. It's not valid. It's not scientific. And they're teaching it wrong. They're teaching us to coerce our patients, to lie to our patients, to make sure they get the flu shots as well. I mean, there's so much criminal behavior in the allopathic medical field. Again, because it's licensed, and when you license something, you take and make the government the enforcer. So a free market for medicine doesn't exist. Even if you want cheaper drugs from Canada, you're still going to get more expensive things for your health than you would need to, perhaps, if there was a true free market for all healing modalities, all healing substances, energies to compete for your attention, for your health care dollar. They're scamming you, and I'm encouraging you, nurses that listen to this show, if you're still engaged and involved in that system, you have got to speak up. Do not be afraid of being ostracized at this point, because they're gonna fire you anyway, unless you get all of the nurses together and go, you know what, we're not going to put up with this snot. It doesn't work. There's no evidence. This is coercion. There's no basis for it. And let them try and run this hospital without us. Boom, you're going to see how fast the hospital is going to go, we can't do this anymore, and it'll collapse. An unfunded mandate, so to speak. It's a 10th Amendment Center concept applied in a very, very local way. You can do that. Learn from your two-year-olds the power of no. Begin to say no and mean it. And they know, when they know that you mean it, they're going to back down, because they'll have no other option, or they will go out of business. Unless they start hiring 7-Eleven Slurpee employees to come in and do the shots for you. And if that's the case, then finally people will see this is what the medical establishment has come to. Folks, we've got a lot more healing to go. We're going to go outside the box with Ty Bollinger in a little while. You know about that thing they want to implant in your brain and zap you? There's a reason for it. Let's see if you agree with their reasoning.
Great heavens! What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
When we talk about science and scientists, do we need to delineate with descriptive terms what type of scientist? Because we acknowledge there are real scientists doing real science, that is, scientific method stuff, and they don't have necessarily agendas other than revealing the facts so they can make, you know, truthful suppositions and continue to experiment and learn new things. But we also have a different category of scientists in the medical field, and we're going to use the M word here, mad, like barking mad, mad scientists. Even though the headline of this week from theweek.com says scientists want to zap your brain to stop you from making dumb decisions, it's mad scientists.
That's a great headline.
Scientists want to zap your brain to stop you from making dumb decisions.
Dumb decisions, yes.
Really? Now, I have talked about my dumb decisions in my life, or my parents' dumb decisions in our lifetime that resulted in misery from time to time. Ailments, illnesses. And I look back, I was like, I am thankful to God that I was allowed to suffer the way I did so that I would learn the things I needed to know to do what I do today to help myself and others. If, however, the mad scientists had their way, they'd zap your brain and the moment you reach for a Twinkie, would it have saved you? Right?
Yes.
I want that Twinkie. Oh, no, now I don't want that Twinkie. Is that really the way to go? I mean, doesn't that destroy free will? I mean,
that's like a bark collar for a dog or something, right?
Well, yeah, this is the further subjugation of the human species as animal, like the cattle in the field. The cattle in the field. Yeah, I've talked about the number of the beast from time to time. This is the collar for the beast. You want a Twinkie? Look, and I'm not a guy that likes Twinkies anymore. I grew up on that stuff, and I had to learn by, well, getting ill. Now, I get that concept from an external authoritarian source that would, I've shared stories about wanting to help my sister not go through things I went through because she was 2 years younger than me. And then I found out I was interfering in her freedom. and that it would karmically fly back on me. It was not pleasant. I had to learn the ultimate lesson that freedom is the most valuable gift, perhaps, of all gifts we've been given in life. The freedom to screw up. The freedom to learn from our mistakes or not. And, you know, it's one thing if you're a kid, you're raising children, and you're like, you don't want them to cross the street. You hold their hand, you hold them back, because that kind of learning experience you could not come back from. Whereas the concept of learning by touching a hot stove what hot is, you never forget that. But this zapping concept, are they serious? Is this for real? They want to put this stuff on you or in you?
Yeah, now, of course, what they're talking about is not something that is going to make that sound or is going to make your hair stand on end. But it's an implant that would be connected to a part of the brain that controls your reward system. So basically what it would do is, theoretically, it would be able to detect if you were about to give in to a moment of weakness and do something. Now, they like to use the examples of, well, imagine in a world where we could prevent suicide, or we could prevent somebody from shooting up heroin, or something of that nature. Now, okay, that, you know, it's like, do you want to find a way to get people to prevent suicide? Of course you do. You want to get somebody to, you know, try and figure out how to keep them from overdosing on heroin? Sure. But they're also then throwing into the mix here, after you take that extreme, then they're talking about, oh, well, you might have a burst of binge eating, or you might drink some alcohol or something of that nature. And so I think you have to differentiate between the two, where it's like when it comes to binge eating or something like that, people need to learn how to have self-control. And if you take away those lessons to be learned, then you're creating robots, okay?
True. That's exactly right, Superdon. This is allopathic electrocution, and it doesn't address the reason why you're craving, making those decisions. It doesn't help you learn anything except that when you want something, you're going to get, you know, zapped. The big question is, if they're going to posit this, let's experiment on Congress first. Okay?
Yeah.
And if it goes over well there, if we find out that we reduce or eliminate the debt...
Imagine what would happen with Obama. He said, okay, I want to do Obamacare. And then all of a sudden you hear this.
What do you hear? This? Yeah, that.
There you go. Never mind. We don't need Obamacare. No.
Yeah. Well, yeah, anytime you are about to do something unconstitutional, mine could support that. Maybe that's the one exception to the rule. Folks, I'm just kidding. But yeah, think about it. Congress, collars, electrical zaps, the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
Attention, type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.